In what appears to me as one of the strangest parts of all Parshas Vayetze is when Yaakov Avinu comes to the well, as he enters into Haran, and obviously he's looking for his family, he's looking for Lavan, he's looking for anybody that's connected to Lavan, and he meets these shepherds, and they're standing around a well, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're trying to gather up enough shepherds so that they could remove the stone from on top of the well, so that they could give water to the animals to drink. And besides the fact that we have to ask why that is, why do they have a rock on top of the well? And why does the story need to tell us that? Is it to tell us of the superhuman strength that Yaakov displays? I don't know, perhaps. But to focus on one point, Yaakov refers to these men that he sees at the well as my brothers. And it's so very strange because he's never met them before. And it's not necessarily something that is Tanakh related, that every time you see people that you don't know, they become your brothers. Why is he referring to them as brothers? I once heard this beautiful explanation from Rabbi David Foreman, and he explains that what Yaakov really wanted more than anything else was a sense of connection to family. Yaakov had a brother who was not interested in being his brother. The ultimate of not being interested in being one's brother is wanting to kill you. That's his brother. And his parents, the relationship and the bond has been severed as they've sent him away and they have nothing to do with him. Remember, this is before cell phones and internet. He has no way of being in touch with them for a long, long time. Yaakov is seeking family. That's what he's looking for. And so in everything he does, he's looking, where are you, my brothers? And their answer, they shrug a lot. It's one word answers. They make it clear that they're not interested in that connection with him. How very, very, very painful. Yaakov eventually will find family, not in Lavan, his father-in-law, but he'll find it in his wives. Certainly in Rachel, who becomes someone who he loves so very much. I'll end just by saying that Yosef, when he goes to Shechem and he looks for his brothers and he meets that mysterious man, what does he say? The same thing. I'm looking for my brothers. The Mefarshim point out, what is he saying? He's looking for Achva. He's looking for connection as well. Yaakov and Yosef live a very, very similar existence. And both of them find themselves in the exact same spot. They're cast off from their family. But all they want is to find brotherhood. Have a great day.